impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow impactors, to another episode of the Impactors Podcast. And today we have another guest for you. We have Sopir. Now, Sopir was raised in a South Korean military, political, and diplomatic family. She grew up in South Korea, Mexico, the UK, Japan, and the US, and with more than 30 years of experience in strategic marketing, global branding, business development, international joint ventures, and leadership development, Pierre's hands-on career combined with personal background brings a unique perspective to today's struggles. Her new book is The Essential Diversity Mindset, A More Inclusive Culture and Environment. In it, she offers a transformative approach to diversity as a mindset, not as a formula. So I just want to wish you well and welcome you to this podcast. Thank you for being with me here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
That's great. So let's jump into the first question. It's going to expand a little bit more on who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're an impactor.
You have given a great background introduction of me. So I will start with your question of how I can be or how I am as an impactor to the people that matters. I believe I'm an impactor, especially through my new book. It's called, like you said, The Essential Diversity Mindset. I've been very concerned about the climate, diversity climate in America. It's been very divided, and I've witnessed this through my life in America, which has been about 50 years. Racial divide in this country has evolved more and more, and now we are experiencing a height of division, anger. And I decided to write a book to talk about diversity can be looked upon as a different way. It is not a formula. It's not just numbers. It's about mindset. Diversity climate is an amalgamation of how we feel, behave, and interact with others. You know, people may understand right away because America is so conditioned, mentally conditioned, to view diversity as just numbers. But in a way, each of the participants in the society contribute in shaping of the climate. So we are all responsible. And my goal of writing this book after some 30 plus years of corporate career was to shed different light to diversity as a mindset, how we can contribute in shaping the climate in a more unified way, because the climate is not healthy. It affects the quality of life we lead every day in life, as well as at workplace. So I believe that's how I feel I can be an impactor.
So your background, you said you come from a corporate background, and I mean, you've done everything from strategic marketing to business development to leadership development. What really gave you the desire, besides what you explained, but what really gave you the desire to, first of all, write this book, but also spread this idea of culture as a mindset, not a formula? What was that reason?
I think the most important background that contributed me to write about this book was growing up in different parts of the world, experiencing different mindsets, people, and cultures. I learned that we, regardless of who we are on this planet, we're not that different. We share our universal human essence. Through it, we connect. So I've learned way back that human connection is a foundation of of diversity, I'm not sure at when I was young, I was thinking about diversity in terms of the word, but what I thought, how can I help to bring people together? Because we're not that different. And then through my work life, corporate life, I have experienced a lot of resentment, distrust, anger. That was stemmed from the diversity policies and mandates. And I thought, we are all colleagues here. We have to work together. We have to connect with each other. And I saw that through my career. And then I realized, you know, I want to do something a little bit more. So I became an executive coach to help leaders to shift the mindset, to see in different ways, to expand their leadership capability. And then I've witnessed the more changing in diversity climate in America. It was getting worse. And I thought, you know, I really want to share, we can look at diversity different way. We can shift our lens and mindsets, and we can be a contributor to bring people together. You know, diversity about thriving together in differences. That's not where we are today.
So how are you with your book and your actions and what you do through coaching and development? How are you then making a positive impact in your community?
You know, I think the sharing my perspective that we can come together by shifting our lens, by shifting our mindset. I think when people read it, I'm spreading the word. I am making, hoping to contribute to the ideas that people can see differently, that empathy, for example, empathy and open-mindedness can bring us together. We can see people as an individual, as a unique individual, beyond the skin color and race. Racial labeling to me is a very damaging force to separate people. We needed it in the 60s, 70s in terms of diversity policies and mandates, but our time's changing, mindsets are evolving, and US is becoming very multicultural. And in this environment, the more we start seeing people as a racial label, dividing people, what's gonna be the consequences? It's only gonna get worse. So to me, as an impactor, I wanna share, we can live differently, we can think differently to bring people together, to work together.
So I'm curious about your perspective on this next question. You come from 30 years of experience in you know, corporate experience, but also just general leadership experience as well. And the question I have revolves around business. And what I want to ask you is this idea of impact. Do you believe it's an important part of business? And if so, why?
Well, when the employees feel guarded, they don't share their ideas openly because of repercussions, negative repercussions. They don't connect. It affects the cohesive team spirit. The most important asset of any organizations is their employees, how they feel about it, and how they come together to strive toward the collective goals. And if they don't feel a sense of belonging, if they are not motivated to be part of the team, the company, the bottom line will suffer. You know, even though we are very much into metric system in terms of diversity, in fact, the intangible human elements drive the tangible bottom line results. So unless we really can mobilize bring employees together, it's difficult for the companies to push to their maximum result. And also people feel it. As an employee, if you're in a unified collaborative environment, you thrive. It affects their quality of life at work and in life. The other side, it affects negatively as well. So you're not just helping the company, you're really helping the individuals within the company.
So as a last question, for people listening to this podcast today, how can they begin building their own impact in the world?
I think the best way to begin is to examine their mindset and their lens, how they view people who are different from them, how do they behave with them? Are they seeing individuals as a racial label, or it is a political correctness to be? Or are they really meeting their colleagues and people from within? Are they meeting an individual, a person, so that they can open this human space, they can connect, and each of them will have more in terms of working together and feeling good about themselves. You know, when there is a distance between people, people feel it. If you are looking at another person with a guardedness, we feel it. We are emotional beings. So I think the first place is for each of us to examine how we are in differences, who we are in differences. Can I examine my lens, how we view others? Can I shift? And how can I shift? You know, and it's a very simple example will be when a person meets a new colleague, are they seeing that colleague as a race, skin color, or as a person? That will tell a lot about the person who's viewing others.
I just want to end this podcast with saying a big thank you again for being with me here today. And before we finish the podcast off, I would like to ask, where can people find more information about your book, The Essential Diversity Mindset, How to Cultivate a More Inclusive Culture and Environment?
It is online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Indie Books. Also, in terms of books, they can purchase on those outlets. In terms of reaching me, my website is Sue Peer. It's SOOPEER associates.com.